Today I will discuss the veneration of relics. There are only a few points of faith that can be traced back to the earliest ages of Christianity, and one of them is the veneration of relics. It's not really easy to determine the period at which the practice of venerating small fragments of bone and cloth first became common. We can only say that it was widespread early in the 4th century, and that dated inscriptions upon blocks of stone, which were probably altar slabs like we have today in a common altar, give us evidence which is quite conclusive. One of them was found in northern Africa and now preserved in the Christian Museum of the Louvre, and it bears a list of relics probably once cemented into the sepulchre cavity excavated in its surface. By the end of the 4th century, the Roman calendar was almost complete. Not long after that, the various calendars were combined to compile martyrologies. This is a list of names and brief details of a certain number of martyrs belonging to different local churches whose anniversaries occurred on the same day. Standing out among these is that of Saint Jerome, which is at the basis of all of those which followed and were diffused into the Roman liturgy and used in the divine office as well as in private readings. Comparing the Philo calendar, Saint Jerome's martyrology, and the calendars of the Roman Church of the 11th century, we see that the first records list only the martyrs of Rome, indicating the place where the anniversary was celebrated, and this is true generally also of Saint Jerome's martyrology. Documentation on a devotion to martyrs in Rome, as it appears in Roman calendars from the late Middle Ages to the 13th century, continues to testify that in Rome only authentic Roman feasts were admitted and that normally every church celebrated the feasts of its own martyrs. In the 4th, 5th, and 6th centuries, the celebration of the anniversaries at the tombs of the martyrs was diffused, and the faithful had to organize vigils. This was a growing custom, which at times was even authorized. It was used to listen to the hagiographic readings relative to the martyr and his or her martyrdom. In these celebrations, the invocation of the martyrs spreads throughout the churches. Saint Ambrose asked his people to address their prayers to the saints, that they may intercede for the forgiveness of sins. The great Saint Augustine reveals to us that although the invocation of the martyrs was considered a fact in the Christian communities in the 4th century, the liturgical expression of devotion to them was still very discreet. Very early on, the memory of the martyrs became part of the great Eucharistic prayer in the Roman liturgy, and the Roman canon bears witness to this tradition. The bond between the blood of the martyrs and the Eucharist is seen also from the traditions regarding the altar, which, from the early times, was to contain the relics of martyrs carried in solemn procession for the consecration and dedication of a new church. However, the custom later became hidden, with the use of portable altars and altar stones to be inserted into altars, and was extended also to relics of other saints, considered martyrs in spirit, although they did not have, as with St. Martin, the occasion of martyrdom. The veneration of relics associated with saints and martyrs has been practiced as far back as the 2nd century and may even be older. In a letter written about 156 AD, the Christians of Smyrna described the martyrdom of Bishop Polycarp, who had been burned to death shortly before. From this it appears that the Christians, in quotations, took up the bones which were more valuable than refined gold and laid them in a suitable place where, Lord willing, we may gather together in gladness and celebrate the anniversary of his martyrdom. During the most violent of all persecutions, that of Diocletian, in the years 303 to 311, relics of the martyrs were eagerly collected by their followers. After the death of St. Vincent, the onlookers dipped their clothes in his blood. And when 7 brothers were martyred in Samososa in 308, a number of noble ladies bribed the guards to let them wash the bodies with sponges and collect drops of blood. Christianity has thus long involved venerating bodily relics of saints and martyrs. The word relic in Latin means I leave or abandon. In the church, it generally means a part, sometimes of considerable size, of the remains of a martyr or saint. With the approval of the ecclesiastical authority, the relic can be the object of public and solemn veneration. The term relic includes the bodies of the departed saints, fragments of their bodies, articles and portions of articles which they have used, such as clothes, vestments, rosaries, and the like. The Church also venerates relics of Christ and His Blessed Mother, such as the holy nails, the lance, spear, fragments of the true cross, the girdle, and the veil of the Blessed Virgin Mary. The devotion to relics is solemnly approved by the Council of the Trent and rests on two great principles of Catholic belief.